From the Acting Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding a potential youth AIDS revenue shortfall in the 2012 budget. This item also went to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Yeah. Welcome. Eric Moe joins us now at the table as the Director of Human Services for Milwaukee County. Supervisor Biddle?
What?
I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead. Mr. Moe, you're on.
Thank you. The informational report you have basically instructs this body that we were notified by the Department of Juvenile Corrections that there was an imminent further reduction in youth AIDS both for calendar years 2012 and 2013. What we were told is that statewide they're looking at as much as $7.2 million statewide. As you're aware, that is not our total allocation, but through a funding formula, we will be notified in due course. We're estimating right now that's about $2.7 million to Milwaukee County for 2012. And so we are informing you. I have confirmed with the Division of Juvenile Corrections because we have not received a formal notice of this. Usually we would get that in the form of either an administrative memo or through our Youth AIDS contract. We have not received either of those. We did confirm via email that the $7+ million reduction is still on the table, and I've also had conversations with Intergovernmental Relations, and they are trying to speak with various legislators and try to hammer this down a little bit more. But as of right now, that's the best information we have, and so one of the reasons for doing this report also is knowing that we're going into our 2012 contracts, and so you'll notice that there are some items in there that reference this revenue reduction and some potential offset corrective actions that we might be taking in 2012.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo?
Yes. You mentioned this $7.3 million. Is it $2.7 million you're going to have a deficit or is it $7.3 million?
Right now they're indicating for 2012 there's a $7.2 million statewide reduction in youth AIDS. Our best estimate based upon our experience in getting our portion of that pot of money is that that would equate to about $2.7 million for the Milwaukee County alone.
And what you're going to do is offset it by the contract. Are you going to go right now versus giving a year contract, are you going to go quarterly, or how would you handle that?
There's a number of contracts which we'll get into in the other reports going only 6 months. But not all of them. There are some short-term corrective actions that we think just make good business sense. For example, based upon need, reducing the number of group homes from 4 to 3. There's one contractual area where we're looking to move from an expense-based contract to a rate-based contract, with the concept being that we'll only pay for what we use, and based upon need, we think we'll have some dollar savings there as well. I think it's safe to say it's not the division, I don't want to speak for Director Colon or the departments at this point, to suggest that all offsets to this revenue reduction would necessarily be absorbed within contracts. Clearly, we would look department-wide. We also don't know exactly the full magnitude of a $2.7 million reduction. That is, $2.7 million is also going to be a function of how many kids go to corrections from now until some point in 2012, and where Department of Corrections choose to house those youth. That drives that bottom line number for us, which, as you know, can fluctuate how much youth AIDS the county is able to keep to help support our services or how much we have to pay back to the state. So that 2.7 number is what they're saying is the direct reduction, but that is all incumbent upon our best projections come, say, March, which is one of the reasons why we've elected for select programs to say we're only comfortable coming to you with recommendations out 6 months because we sort of have this unknown factor out there right now.
How's that relationship that we're trying to create with Racine to house some of our youth? Is that going to be a savings or is that going to, how would that affect this deficit?
If we were to implement that, that would have the impact of potentially, again, as part of like a business plan, of allowing us to retain more youth AIDS dollars. Understanding there's still a cost to it.
Yeah. So.
And when we were on our first break, I did talk to Roy De La Rosa, who is on his way to Madison right now, on this issue. So he will email us when he gets back and let us know what the remains of the day are.
Great.
Are there any other comments or questions from community? We're kind of so used to getting our youth aids slashed that we just kind of, you know what I mean? Just kind of blink at it now. So, but thank you, Mr. Moll.
Well, this was a first.
Incredible job, yeah, with what we have left. All right. That was an informational item. There's no desire from the committee to do anything. This will also be before finance and audit tonight. So, if you develop any questions, please let a member of finance and audit know. item number 24.